One of the four Fairbanks men fighting for exoneration from murder convictions was paroled last week. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the Alaska Native community gathered in Fairbanks over the weekend to welcome home Marvin Roberts.
Friends and family sang and danced to celebrate the release of Marvin Roberts. Roberts is one of the so-called Fairbanks Four, men whose convictions for the 1997 beating death of 15-year-old John Hartman have long been questioned. The three others, fellow Alaska Natives George Fries and Eugene Vent, and American Indian Kevin Peace, remain jailed. A request for post-conviction relief, currently working its way through the courts, centers on new information pointing to others being responsible for the Hartman attack. The interior Alaska Native community has increased support for the Fairbanks Four in recent years, something the 37-year-old Roberts recognized in brief comments at the weekend event.
A lot of times in prison, I would try to think of what I would say, like in a situation like this. And now that I'm here, I can't think of nothing. So. But no, on behalf of George, Eugene, and Kevin, and myself and our families, it's from the bottom of our hearts, we just want to say thank you to all of you.
Roberts has been in a halfway house in Fairbanks since last week after transitioning from prisons, where he spent the last 17-plus years. Speaking at the Saturday event, Tanana Chiefs Conference President Victor Joseph reflected on the bittersweet feelings of many.
As much as we're glad that Marvin's home, this fight isn't over with. It's not over with yet. Not until all the young men are home, when they are exonerated, when their hearts are free from this bad way that they've been put away. They locked them up, they need to be home free, and when they're exonerated, that's when they'll be free.
Joseph emphasized the importance of the event as a fundraiser for the Alaska Innocence Project, which along with other attorneys is working to exonerate the Fairbanks Four. Their request for post-conviction relief largely hinges on self-incriminating statements by two former Fairbanks men serving time for unrelated killings. Alleged statements by one of those men about the Hartman murder remains under seal of attorney-client privilege, a situation Innocence Project Director Bill Oberly calls very unique.
We couldn't find any precedent anywhere in the United States to cover this situation. So it's kind of a new interpretation of a certain part of the law. And so I understood why the Court of Appeals might take some time. I just didn't think it would be this amount of time.
Oberly remains optimistic justice will prevail, pointing to Roberts' parole despite maintaining his innocence. Oberly is hoping for a ruling releasing the sealed statement prior to an evidentiary hearing in the case scheduled for October. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.